The state of Washington is in dire need of redoing or restructuring its primary election process and partisan races. This blind desire to accommodate the so-called independent voter makes absolutely no sense. The final election in any partisan race, everybody is an independent voter. You can go in and vote for whomever you please, Republican or Democrat. We all get the same ballot. But in getting to that point, the parties have a perfect right to select their own candidate to go on the final ballot without the intervention or concern of the so-called independent voter. If the independent voter does not feel committed or enough in tune with any particular party to declare himself to be a member of it, then fine. But he has no right to take that position and also have a say in the candidate that the parties themselves select to put on the final ballot. The way the matter ought to be handled is that when a person registers to vote, they ought to register either as a Republican, a Democrat, a Green Party, or whatever party they choose. And then when the primaries come up, the voter gets a ballot for the party in which he's registered. It makes no sense to permit someone who is an avowed independent who doesn't want to be a part of either party to still have some influence or say-so on what the parties do in selecting their candidates. Frankly, I have no sympathy or tolerance of so-called independent voters because each party puts forth the policies which it stands for. And you either believe in the policies that the Democrats claim to stand for or the Republicans claim to stand for. And under this system, you get an idea then of what the candidates themselves stand for depending on the party that they represent. They say in the final election, everybody's an independent, can vote any way they want. But that should not be true when it comes to the selection of the candidates in the primary process. This is Buck Compton.